This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jerry's down on the NFL this morning, I can tell. I mean, we all love football, but this morning
he's down on the NFL.
Around yesterday. That's
has
why.
Nothing to do with
it. Oh, yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
You know,
it actually doesn't.
Around, and now all of a sudden you're not sure if you have a quarterback or not.
Oh, no, the quarterback's
is
fine.
The coach, you know what
they need?
Be there?
They need Dez Bryant.
Oh, wow.
They need someone to catch the ball.
Yeah, it's true.
That would help. They need a running back that actually knows where he is on the field. I don't know. Those white things on the side, that's out of bounds. Let's try not to step on that before we come back in and catch a touchdown pass, you moron.
Well,
that's
what,
a problem.
So I guess you felt pretty good last week, but now this week, all of a sudden, reality slaps you right in the face.
I didn't expect them to win, though, yesterday anyway. I did not.
Really?
No, I did not. In Seattle, tough place to play.
Yeah, but it's not the same
Seattle
Seahawks, too,
right?
Though.
They didn't want to go 0-3. Yeah, I mean, if anybody should be.
I know the Giants went into a team that was 0-2.
Well, the Giants were 0-2.
0-3.
Yeah, but the Giants were also 0-2.
Oh, so that's a different.
Desperation meets desperation.
No, I expect the Cowboys to win Sunday against Detroit. That nonsensical team that beat the Patriots last night.
I know.
What a stupid league.
Yeah, sometimes it's
a stupid league. It just goes to show you.
Buffalo 27, Vikings nothing in Minnesota at the half. That makes sense.
Any given Sunday, Jerry.
Oh.
I mean, if anybody should be giving up on the NFL, it should be me this morning.
Got a quarter. Yes.
I mean, I can't even. It was one of those things where it kept happening where it's like, Buffalo's in the red zone again.
Yeah.
It's another turnover.
How about the knockout pool statistics attached to that game?
I was one of them, of course. Of course.
How do you not take the Vikings yesterday?
Yeah,
or the Jaguars.
That's something that the people who root for loser franchises understand that only they are capable of stuff like that. Like, there's just some franchises out there that even when they're sort of good, they always have that loser cloak on them. And the Vikings are one of those. They just, stuff like that happens to them. And I don't know how.
You know, it's amazing. I was reading all the pre-game notes from the Lions and Patriots last night, and I was looking at the Detroit Free Press, and I was looking at all the writers for the Detroit Free Press, and they, like here, you know, for the news or the Post or whatever, they do all their predictions. There wasn't one writer that said that the Patriots were not going to win last night.
Because it doesn't make sense.
Every writer in Detroit basically said they're going to get their doors blown off and it was going to be a blowout. And it was a blowout, but it was just a different team blowing the other team out.
I mean, basically, if you pick the opposite way, either with the Lions last night or the Bills earlier in the day, you're guessing. There's not enough information there that tells you that it's going to go that way. It's just not. The stuff we saw in the first couple of weeks, there was no way that stuff could happen. But, I mean, it just shows you that everybody's got professional football players and mentality counts. And
you know, the amazing thing is that the Buffalo Bills, with all the crap that went on around their team last week, right, with Vontae Davis retiring at halftime, the offensive line in tatters, LeSean McCoy is not playing. He may be arrested. We don't know, right? Yeah. You have a rookie quarterback starting on the road in Minnesota where it's impossible to beat those guys.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That guy's hurtling Anthony Barr looking like Ronaldo Nehemiah.
Yeah, I know.
Right? I mean, it's ridiculous. And I'm like, holy crap.
That was come some leap of faith as well.
I would just say to that young man, it's great. You're a great athlete, and that's why you are where you are. And I think his kind of ability kind of overtakes his inexperience at times. But don't do that, son.
Yeah.
Don't do that anymore.
It's a great highlight for him, though.
It is.
That happened a few times yesterday, too, where guys were hurtling. I mean, do these defenders just think that they're just going to put their head down and roll guys?
If Evan Engram would have hurtled the defender for Houston, he wouldn't be hurt. But I that guy came so fast and hit him right on the knee. It just happened so quick.
I got a feeling we're going to see a lot of that hurtling because of the new helmet rule. And the new guys are going to go lower now because they're not going to get flagged.
Right.
And the instincts of the offensive guy is going to be to jump
over.
But
their head is down. They don't even see what they're swinging and missing at.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, technique needs to be involved there as well. All right, Jerry's got an update for us. What's going on?
Brought to you by Brothers Supply, now carrying a full line of Samsung ductless mini splits. We'll start with the Giants, who were in Houston, as we know, two 0-2 teams. Who would be 0-3? It will not be the Giants.
Manning in a shotgun set. Calls out the signal. Takes the snap. Back to throw. Steps up. Fires to the end zone. Touchdown, Giants! Sterling Shepard!
And that gave them some room, some breathing room again in the fourth quarter, and the Giants wind up beating the Texans 27-15. They had a couple of turnovers that would stop some Houston drives in that final quarter, and the 27-22 final score for Pat Shurmur says that looked like the team we can be.
I told the team, I've always known they're tough. I always knew they were gritty. I always knew they had great resolve, but today we just made enough plays to win.
Eli Manning was 25 of 29, 297, couple of touchdowns.
Eli played a good game. I should say a damn good game.
Here is Eli says, maybe, but this was a pretty good team victory.
I thought coach and everybody, you know, all the coaches put together a great game plan, and he called a great game, and guys executed.
Of course, he had a new right tackle before this game, as we learned at about 7 o'clock in the morning. His name is Chad Wheeler.
At first, I was like, wow, I'm going to start, and I know the opponent I had to go against because I've been watching it all week and preparing.
Yeah, it was, of course, J.J. Watt, who got him a few times for sure.
At the end of the day, I guess it's smart that the Giants didn't announce that because two reasons. One, they want to let Chad Wheeler be able to sleep during the week. And two, they don't want to like signal anything to the Houston Texans in their defense that they may take advantage of an inexperienced player, right, and give them more, you know, study time on that player or whatever it may be. But – you know, Chad fought his ass off. You know, J.J. Watt got his plays.
He did. He's J.J. Watt, right? I mean, that's going
to
happen.
But he's not the same J.J. Watt as he used to be, but he's still pretty damn good and he's relentless.
Yeah, and the Pat Shurmur quote after the game was, this was more about Chad than it was Eric.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Okay, right. That's cute, man, really. But let's get real.
Again, you remember, Eric is not attached to this regime. He was a previous draft pick from somewhere
still started
else.
The first two games. They tried to make it work. They did, but it didn't. And by the way, the fans can get anything done now with the Giants. I've decided that. So after the Eli thing and they screamed and then their whole plan changed after that, then the fans were screaming about Eric Flowers. You got to bench Eric Flowers. So whatever it is you want next for the Giants, just start screaming here and all the talk shows and you'll get it because they listen. They listen to everything you say. And then they make those decisions.
Here's Odell Beckham Jr. He had 109 yards receiving. This is a good day for our club.
We just had energy. We came out and we played. Like, we love the game of football. Like, this is football. We're kids, and we were having fun.
So they were winning. Saquon Barkley's a kid. He was having fun. 82 yards rushing, a touchdown. Did leave the game not for too long. A little bit of knee pain, but he said he battled through.
I was just wanted to go out there and play for my team, play for my teammates, and show them that, you know, it's going to take a lot more of that to get me to sit out.
Look at these guys are tough, man. They're unselfish.
It's all
what
going
a great
well.
Team, man. It's awesome.
I know.
How about that?
Everything we asked for.
There Giants home for the Saints on Sunday. That's probably the one game when you looked at it you thought would be a high-scoring game, and it was. I mean, the 43-37 Saints beating the Falcons. In terms of last night's garbage, Lions-Patriots.
Did you bet that game?
No. Perhaps.
Yes, you did.
That was the third game of the parlay. Yeah.
You won the first two.
You had a three-game parlay.
I did. That's what I like. Like, Al does the fine. He's come close. Five games to me is really
coming
tough.
Coming close, or it doesn't matter.
He hit his first three.
Yeah, as they say, if you don't win, you're late. What do they say? If you're
horseshoes
if you're
and
not first,
names,
you're last.
Or whatever.
Something like that. It was not good.
Me and a couple of friends, we put $300 on a three-team parlay. Would have paid out $2,300.
Oh, wow. So that's why you're salty, because that's a little bit of a chunk of change. That's nice.
I'm not so, but like...
it's okay. Everybody, you're with like there's millions of NFL fans that feel exactly like you do right now.
What happened to your five-team parlay?
Well, I won the Bills.
Yeah.
I won the Rams.
Yeah.
And I won the Chiefs.
Nice.
And then my other game is tonight. Go Bucks.
Well, he lost on the Patriots.
But you lost on the Patriots
I did.
Last night.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Because of this.
Play action. Roll to the right.
Wide
Stafford
open.
Sets, throws for the end zone. It's Jones. He's got a touchdown. Marvin Jones Jr. was indeed wide open. Had a step on Stephon Gilmore and took it in for six. Detroit with a 19-10 lead late in the third.
Kevin Kugler, Westwood One on the Fan. They would wind up winning 26-10. Matthew Stafford threw for 262 yards, couple of touchdowns, along with Jones, Kenny Galladay with a touchdown catch, and the kid Johnson ran for over 100 yards. First time they've had a 100-yard rusher in 5 years.
That's
amazing.
You know, when you watch the games that Joe Flacco and Matthew Stafford play yesterday, they take their helmets off, you're like, did they even sweat? I know Joe Flacco got hit a couple times yesterday. I saw that, Von Miller was back there, creating havoc as always. But Matthew Stafford, I don't think I'd hit once last night.
It's well, amazing.
That Patriot defense was pretty awful.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and last year, the beginning of the year, they were disgusting. Weren't they really bad beginning of last year, too?
They were.
First couple of weeks.
And then they find it, yeah.
There was just nothing about them that looked
like a winning football team.
Nothing. Right. I mean, they couldn't stop the run. They couldn't run it. They couldn't complete a pass downfield with the greatest quarterback of all time, by the way.
Yeah.
And guess what? They couldn't get to the other team's quarterback.
Al this morning declared them dead.
I'd be careful about that.
Said the run is over. They will not win the division.
I would imagine that we will see Josh Gordon this week, and then after the fourth game, if they can win and beat Miami at home, go to 2-2, then they get Edelman back.
Now, you mentioned the word salty.
Yes.
I feel bad for Ben this morning. Who's Ben? He's a New England beat reporter.
Ben Volen, maybe?
I have no idea. All I know is Belichick just glared at him and wouldn't answer him.
Your team's historically bounced back from a loss pretty well. Is it disconcerting that the second straight game things didn't really work out?
Well, it's never good when we lose, Ben.
Then you got the follow-up from Ben.
But a second loss, similarly, fall behind, and it's hard to get back in the game.
I just answered that, Ben.
He's calling him out by first name. And then I feel bad for this woman because she's just trying to get something from him. I mean, he was at an all-time high yesterday with these answers.
Is it too soon to consider or think about or be concerned, you know, just about the record, 1-2, other team, you know, not losing too much ground and standings, things like that, or does that feel early for you?
I don't think anybody clinched a playoff spot today. I don't think anybody was eliminated today.
No, I don't know. Al said they're out.
I'm surprised he didn't say on to Miami.
He didn't.
Right?
He was angry.
Well, he should have been. His team played flat.
There was at one point, I'll play it next hour.
One of his guys.
He tries to get out, like ends it.
Yes.
And there's like one final question.
Please tell me it was Ben.
It was not Ben. I don't think it was Ben. So he was what he was. Also, there was this report before the game that said Rob Gronkowski nixed a trade to the Lions, said he wouldn't go. So he was asked afterwards if that was true.
Yeah, it happened. And Brady's my quarterback. That's all. Wasn't going anywhere without Brady.
Would have retired had they actually made that deal.
Wow.
So he acknowledged that. Brady was 14 of 26, 133 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. Steelers in Tampa tonight. Have that on the fan after the Yankees. Just quickly, you had the Chiefs beating the 49ers. The story, though, is Jimmy Garoppolo. I know you referenced this already. Looks like a serious knee injury. Looks like a torn ACL. We don't have confirmation of that. Here's Kyle Shanahan, though.
Anytime you lose your starting quarterback, I mean, that's, you know, everyone. That is a big deal, and it was when we lost our starting running back, too. So, obviously, feel for him personally. I know how disappointed he is.
For sure, and that season goes up in smoke, you would certainly think now. Mentioned the Saints winning in overtime, and yes, the Bills stunning the Vikings 27-6. Here's Mike Zimmer.
I obviously didn't do a well enough job preparing this football team for this game.
Clearly not. 27-0 at halftime, go figure.
What were you doing at halftime yesterday?
Laughing? Basically, I just knew I could put that game aside and just forget about it. I mean, it was over. I didn't want to think about it. I didn't want any more emotion attached to it. I had already decided at that point it's over. They're not coming back. I mean, and Kirk Cousins, by the way, as much as accolades we were giving him last week about going into Green Bay, going toe-to-toe with the GOAT, I mean, $84 million guaranteed, and Josh Allen makes him look like a high school quarterback? I mean, what a punk that guy is. His stupid commercials with his family. I see that 50 times during Sunday. Little cute Cousins family. I mean, this guy, $84 million guaranteed and 6 friggin' points against the Bills.
Well, he completed 40 passes.
I don't care. They didn't get past midfield to the third quarter.
I guess you don't like that.
I mean, no.
You
I don't.
Like that?
I
like
mean,
that?
Just, it doesn't matter. And then they got something going on with Everson Griffin, their best player, and there's like rumors floating around about something happened at the team hotel. It'll be perfect. It'll be another Vikings thing. Just like the Love Boat scandal that came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, you got Fred Smoot and a sex toy that pops up in the middle of the season.
What?
You don't remember that?
I do remember that. I don't know why you're going down that road.
Because stuff like this happens to them, and there'll be something else. There'll be something that blows it up. It always happens.
You did hear Trey Davis White, right, didn't you?
Oh, you like that thing?
When you like that?
You like that?
Like that?
You like that?
Yeah, I loved it. Tre'Davious. It was awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, and then having to answer, this is the thing I can't stand. It's like, I do love the fact that there are a lot of people on Twitter and a lot of people in my life that when the Vikings do something good or bad, they'll look to see my reaction. I think that's a good thing. But after a while, especially after a day like this, it's exhausting. I don't know what to say about it. I didn't play in the game. I don't know. I didn't play. I wasn't there. I was thousands of miles away.
Is everybody in the NFL allowed a couple stinkers? Yes or no?
Yeah, but this is historic.
There are some that are not excusable.
Jerry said it exactly right. They lost on a last-second field goal. You allow that stinker.
Yeah, it's a pro team.
There were 17-point favorites. That was the most they'd been favored in the history of their organization.
You should have listened to Al's pregame.
But he didn't pick them to win. He picked them to cover, which was fine.
And it was 27-0 at halftime.
I mean, they got 27-0 at home. You know?
Yes.
Whatever.
Yankees lost to the Orioles. Oh, Mohamed Wilkerson suffered what looks like a bad ankle injury, yes, too, for the Packers in that loss. Another one. I mean, the Redskins looked horrible against the Colts last week, and here they are beating the Packers. All right.
And the Colts almost beat the Eagles.
Almost.
Yeah, almost.
Had
great.
A chance. They were right down there in the goal line.
Orioles beat the Yankees 6-3 as A.J. Cole gave up back-to-back home runs by Tim Beckham and Renato Nunez. And D.J. Stewart, a run-scoring double and a couple of RBIs. The bigger story, though, would be the word about Didi Gregorius. Oh. Yeah, exactly. Torn cartilage in his right wrist from a slide on the game-winning run on Saturday. Not sure if he'll be ready to go for the playoffs for the wild card. I know Eddie thinks it's one game and out, if it's for that one game and out or further than that. He did get a cortisone shot, which they're hoping it responds to. Don't know. Yankees in Tampa tonight. We'll have it on the fan. They remain a game and a half ahead of Oakland. The A's lost to the Twins on Sunday 5-1. Mets beat the Nationals 8-6. Off tonight, home for the Braves tomorrow. Also of note, Blake Snell. We talked about him last week. He wins his 21st game. The Rays beat the Blue Jays 5-2. He's won 9 straight starts. And Tiger Woods won the Tour Championship, first win in 5 years, 80th of his career. Tiger talks about how tough things have been physically for him.
I was beyond playing. I couldn't sit. I couldn't walk. I couldn't lay down without feeling the pain in my back and my leg.
Sounds old, doesn't he?
Well, he sounds like he was holding back a lot of emotion there.
Well,
he
was on
so.
TV for sure.
Yeah, rightfully so. And I lost a 4-year-old bet yesterday, too.
That he would never win again?
Yes. That was what a banner day I had.
So, Blake Snell, pitched yesterday, right?
ERA down to like 1.9, I think.
Right. Does that mean the Yankees will not see him, right?
Correct.
So they catch a break.
Yeah. Hmm. Still got to go win in a place that they've struggled against a team that has done nothing but won since the All-Star break, though.
Right.
Won't be easy.
Yeah. All right, is that it?
Yeah, I'm good.
You got it? Nothing else?
You know, sure? I was done. I mean, that was it.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's it? Sure.
What else you want?
Nothing. Just to fill this awkward void.
Hit the music.
Hey!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.